It is our Monday evening edition of Another Round. We got a great guest for you here this evening. In just a couple of seconds, we'll be joined by author Ashley LaRue. I actually went to school with Ashley back in the day, and she has a brand new book coming out called Home is Love, and it's about a young child who comes from a family where her parents are no longer together. And she asks her mom about where her home is. Her mom explains in detail with different scenarios involving love, memories, and ideas that will help this little girl understand what makes up her home. Ashley LaRue is on our line right now. Ashley, thanks for joining us. Glad you could join us.
Yeah, no, I'm super excited. I was telling my husband, I'm like, I'm so excited because I said Trevor's amazing. And we went to high school together, French and choir, right?
Yeah.
And I always, and we hung out a little bit out of high school too. So I just think you're honestly brilliant. So I'm super pumped that you asked me to do this. So thank you.
Well, thank you. Before we get into the questions about the book, do you recall a lot of French or not really? Because I don't.
Oh, my gosh. Well, my children will actually be like, Mom, like, it's the generic, like, you know, the ABCs and, like, bonjour, like, you know, the basics.
Yeah.
And then, like, people be like, well, I mean, you even went to France. How do you not remember things? I'm like, I'm not French. Like, I'm like, I don't know. Like, come on now.
Yeah.
Just the basics.
So for our listeners who may not know you, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and also what inspired you to write your first book.
Okay. Well, I mean, basically, like, I'm Ashley, but the majority of my life I am mom. Like, and I love that title. And so for me, a lot of my life revolves around my kids. They're absolutely everything to me. And then my husband, actually, we were in French class with him as well. And I knew him, you know, when I was in second grade, and I was like, in love with him then and all that, and so it's kind of cool to have a full circle of being with him now, and we're actually having a baby on the way too, so that is really, really exciting.
Mazel tov.
Yeah. So we found out it's a little girl, so I have Charlotte, Lewis, Emily, and they are from my first marriage, and then, yeah, and then Lillian is going to be our little one coming in March, so that's super exciting, and yeah, so I'm a chatty person. I try to see the positive in everything that I do, and I just, like I said, and I've always wanted to write books, and so this is just such an amazing opportunity that I was able to show my kids, like, hey, you can, you know, do anything you really want to do, and it's super cliche to say, but, I mean, a lot of people, they don't, like, they dream about stuff, and then they kind of, they stop dreaming, mm-hmm. And I'm excited that I can do this now, you know, and show them, you know, what you can do.
And I think for a lot of people, the dream is, in a way, intimidating, because when you say say to people, hey, I wrote a children's book, or hey, I have a podcast, or hey, I did an album, people sort of look at you like, yeah, right, you did. But, you know, it's actually one of those things where it's like, not discrediting it, but it's like, you can do it if you really put your mind to it. So.
Right, and that's kind of, but that was even you. I mean, I remember you were doing music and radio and podcast. You were doing that before people thought it was cool. So that's what I was just saying to Baylen. I was like, this guy's, like, incredible, because he was doing this stuff. I remember in the basement of your mom's house and stuff, your mom and dad, like, how you, I would listen to you play your music. And, I mean, so I just think that's exceptional, because you actually did it, too. So, I mean, yeah, I agree with you. I think people get scared of the dream, or they just want to, like, think about the dream. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, that sounds so great, and then they never do it. And so the reason, though, because you asked about what inspired me to do the book is, so I always thought about it, and I always, because people always said how I was really good with my writing, and, you know, it made people smile when they would read things I wrote and things like that. So I always thought about it. Well, then my children, you know, they were created and I was busy and I wasn't thinking about it. Well, then I ended up getting a divorce from their father. And that kind of sparked that fire inside me again, where it's like there was a lot of pain and turmoil and all this stuff involving that situation. But then at the end of the day, I made it through. And then mm-hmm. I was stronger and my life was so much better. It's like you don't... Because people are always like, oh, divorce is bad. Oh, you should only, you know, don't do it. It's better for the kids. But for us showing them love for them was, hey, we want you to know true love. We want you to understand it. And so we couldn't make it work. We don't love each other the way that, you know, I suppose you're supposed to when you're married. But that doesn't mean we love you any less. And so that just inspired me to really, because Charlotte, my eldest, she's the one that was like, you know, daddy says his house is home, but then but I'm with you all the time, so I feel like we're home, but yet I'm home with it, you know, and she was confused, and she brought that up to me, and she's kind of said, where should I say my home is, you know, mm-hmm. people ask, and that's what really sparked everything, where you know, I just was like, oh my gosh, there are probably so many children out there that, and I'm not even talking divorce, I'm just saying their parents aren't together,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that they're probably young and are like, was it my fault? Did I do something? And or why are they not together? It's I feel like it's confusing. A lot of people, they don't like those hard questions. And so I feel like they try to disregard it. And, oh, they're just a kid. Oh, they'll be fine. And it's like, but kids are very intuitive. And I feel like it's so important to have that conversation and for them to understand, like, you're the best parts of both of us. We, you know, and we love every part of you. And just because we're not together doesn't mean we love you less, you know? And so that really, my children completely inspired that book. And yeah, because I was just like, I want them to read this. And I want, if there are any other children out there or families that are going through this, I want to be able to inspire them or help them to kind of have that conversation. And we're not different. We're not, this isn't crazy. This is life. And let's just try to live it together and try to find the love and the silver lining in, you know, everything that happens.
Yeah. And I think you bring up an interesting point with children as a whole, because I think if maybe you go through that situation and, you know, your child is one or two and you get a divorce, it obviously has an impact on the child's life, but they don't necessarily know as much what's going on. But you mentioned your eldest, Charlotte, yeah. on how she, you know, kind of started asking questions. And, you know, when kids get to be four or five, you know, I'm sort of the fun uncle with some of my friends as kids. And some of the things that you say now when they're 6 years, 5 and 6 years old, you kind of have to watch your mouth a little bit more, because when they're one or two, like, yeah, I mean, I'm sure they could remember it, but they know a little bit more and they can understand a little bit more when they're four or five and six compared to like one and two.
Right. Well, and I think too, the difference for Charlotte versus Lewis and Emily is like Lewis, he was like, you kind of, what you mentioned, he was younger, like he was one and a half, not even two, you know, when we were going through the process. And so for him, this is his normal. Like, he doesn't really remember, you know, us living together. I mean, he'll randomly will say little things like, oh, you know, why don't you just hang out with Dad? Like, you know, because he doesn't understand, you know, we don't really hang out like that. Like, we can do things, you know, as a family atmosphere. But you know what I mean? You don't want to confuse him in that way. Mm-hmm. But, like, Charlotte and then, like, Emily, I was pregnant. Like, she never has had us together at all. So for her, she literally, this is her life, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But Charlotte was the one that she was old enough where she does remember certain things. So I think for her, she's going to be more inquisitive of like, so it was like this before, why is it like this now? Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to sugarcoat it, and I'm not going to lie to my daughter. Like, you know what I mean? And so for her and for all of them, when they ask me questions, I am honest. I never am negative or mean about their father because, again, he's part of who they are. And I feel like if you speak negatively about that other parent, that hurts them, not only because they love that other parent, but they're like, hey, they're part of me. So what are you saying about me? Like, I don't ever want that negative connotation. So I'm always trying to be positive in this, that, but I also don't, I'm not going to lie either. I'm going to say, life is, you know, we chose this path because we wanted you to know love. And now we're both in much better places. And like I said, I'm with the love of my life now. And the kids see that true love and passion. And you know what I mean? And so that's what I want them to know is what love is, you know?
Ashley LaRue, our guest, the new book, Home is Love. You can pre-order it now, foxpointpublishing.com. So how did you get in touch with Fox Point Publishing, and what type of guidance did they provide to you while you were in your writing process?
Well, so pretty much it was just, like I said, I was one weekend, I just, after the whole conversation with Charlotte, I was like, I really want to do this. And the kids, it was their weekend to go with their dad, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to go online. I'm going to check out where to find any place that could help me out, direct me in the right place for a publishing company. And I, good old Facebook, I just kind of was writing children's publishing, blah, 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 like all these different things, and they did pop up on my newsfeed. And so then I kind of looked over their pages and I was looking at other different things, and then ironically they were actually in their phase of the year where it said, hey, we're accepting manuscripts, you know, from this time frame to this time frame, this is how you do it, this is how you contact us, blah blah blah. Okay, so yeah, so I mean, once I looked at, and then I googled stuff and I made sure that everything was legit too, because you also want to make sure that you're protecting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, because like I said, I have kids, so I want to make sure that they're protected as well, and you know, I'm not throwing any money away. And so yeah, so I checked into everything, I researched, and I was like, these guys seem like good homegrown, they're Minnesota company, like just a, like they're like a family business, and I work in a family business for my family, or you know, my parents and stuff. And so I wrote what I thought was, you know, the best version of the book that I wanted to portray to the world, and I just followed the guidelines of what they wanted. Then I had to do, like, a video to say, like, hey, this is why I think people would like my book and buy it and blah, blah, blah. And, yeah, so I had to do all these just these little steps, and then I sent it in to their company. And then, yeah, then they responded within, like, a day or two or whatever it was, and they were just like, we absolutely love this idea. We, you know, we really want to run with this. We think that this could really help other families going through certain things like this. And, yeah, and then from there, then they were so personable and very transparent. Like, I called them, and I asked them questions about everything because I was like, I want to make sure that this is a safe thing we're doing, you know? And, yeah, they were awesome. She just told me everything that I needed to do and what they do. And, yeah, and then we've just constantly kept in contact. I mean, COVID's been crazy, so it's all been, like, email or video chats. But they've been, yeah, I mean, it's been an amazing ride so far. And, yeah, super helpful. And, yeah, I love them so far. So it's fabulous.
Have you shared the book with your children? And if so, what... Have they given negative reviews, or have they liked the book?
Well, no, actually, Emily, she's just adorable. Like, she's adorable. She just claps her hands, and she's excited. Like, you know, because she's so, you know, the little baby and whatever. So she obviously just loves hearing Mama talk to her. And then Lewis is our little boy. Like, he's just, he was like, I like it, Mom. Like, he's just, I don't know how to explain it. He's just more, like, to the point that he's like, okay, can I go play with my Legos now? You know? But then Charlotte... She actually, oh, melted my heart. She actually, when I read it to her, she started crying, and she goes, Mommy, that's exactly how I feel. Because originally the story was called Home is Where the Heart Is, and when I read it to her, and each page, you know, stated about, like, you had already talked about the memories and what a home feels like, and it's about love and stuff. And when she said that, started crying and said, that's how I feel, like, I was like, everything that I did and for this book and everything was completely worth it because she understood it, and... It brought so much peace to my heart, being like, oh, she understands, and she feels content, and that's anything you want, especially when you go through something like this. It just made me feel so good.
Who are some of your favorite authors? Did you have a favorite book or book series when you were growing up?
Well, so I'm somebody that, like, if I liked a book, I read it. I wasn't like a super fan of any, like, hey, I'm gonna read everybody or every book from this one author. But I mean, when I was a kid, I loved Junie B. Jones books and Barbara Park and stuff. Like, and then too, safe. I mean, J.K. Rowling. Obviously, when we were kids, I mean, Harry Potter was like the biggest thing ever. And so, I mean, so I really liked those type of series. And then as I got older, though, I read what I liked. And it wasn't necessarily for an author per se. But yeah, I'd say those are more my favorites growing up.
Who did the illustrations for your book? They did a fantastic job on what I've seen.
Yeah, Kayla Olson Surface, she's absolutely amazing. And, like, and she's been keeping me up to, like, we've made sure, because, like, we made sure to stay up to date with one another on how I'm feeling about what her illustrations look like and how she's feeling about portraying certain things that I discussed in my book. And she really brought it to life, because my whole point, too, with the book is, at one point, yeah, it was about a mom and dad and them discussing, you know, what home is like for their child and this and that. But as we were discussing, I was like, you know what? I'd really love for the illustrations to represent multiple, like, a variety of families. Like, each page kind of describe a different family, whether it's Hispanic or a biracial family or whatever. Because, again, I feel like this is such a broad thing that this isn't necessarily a unique thing anymore. People go through divorce or separations a lot, which I'm not saying is a great thing, but I feel like in order to touch base with more people, I felt like, yeah, the illustrations would be great to, you know what I mean, to broaden it out and say, hey, we may be different, but we can all understand each other.
The book is available for pre-order now, foxpointpublishing.com. So I know the book's available for pre-order. It comes out in a month. Mm-hmm. But what else do you have in store? Do you plan on writing more?
We're due in March, so I'm trying to finish up another book that hopefully will come out next year, and then I have another one in mind. The next one is basically, because like I said, the books I want to start out with at least are family-oriented, where it's just certain topics that people don't discuss that often, and I want to touch base with to, you know, have people understand and have a conversation. So the next one I'm writing is about the parents actually finding love, you know, outside of each other. You know what I mean? Like, so, okay, the first book is about how, okay, the children are now, you know, the mom and dad aren't together, and they're still able to, you know, co-parent and have the children know where home is because love, right? But then the next one will be about how does it feel and how does it look when they find some, you know what I mean, somebody mm-hmm. else? And, like, how does that affect the family dynamic and the children? And so that's the next one. And like I said, I've lived that life and, you know, as well. And so I think that'll be really important for children to understand, too. Like, how can you make room in your heart for more love, you know? And then I'm hoping to write another book about having a baby with mm-hmm. a different person, you know, like, so then the children can still understand, like, hey, we can still all love each other. So my whole point is basically love. So, like, all of my books are just, that's where it all stems from, is love. So,
well, I think that's important. And mm-hmm. somebody told me once, it might have heard it somewhere, but it's like, you know, write about what you know, or talk about what you know, or sing what you know. And I think that's really important. And, you know, you've obviously gone through this situation. And, you know, the one thing I can say about you, Ashley, is you've always been a very positive person. I don't think I've ever heard anything negative out of your mouth. I don't know. Maybe Balin has stories for us. Maybe we should get him on the air. We could do an undercover or something. But
so like I said, that, and you know, and I completely agree with what you're saying, is, you know, write or sing or talk about what you know. And like I said, I've gone through a lot of hardships in everything in my life, but I just love the fact that we were able to persevere. And like I said, that silver lining is always mm-hmm. there, and there's always that hope. And again, it's because I know that embedded in my heart is that love. And especially for my children, like, that love is so intense and so all-consuming that you are willing to do everything and anything mm-hmm. because they are absolutely your world. You know what I mean? And so that's basically how it's love. Everything is love for me.
Well, congratulations on the book. We look forward to it coming out in January. You are just full of good news. You had a baby on the way. You got a birthday this week. Happy birthday to you. And
thank you.
Good to catch up with you, and we'll obviously be in touch when you have your number two book on the way.
Yeah. Oh no. And now, and like I said, you've been absolutely, like, exceptional all of these years. I'm so glad we stayed in touch, and I really appreciate all this. And I hope, you know, that your night is amazing. And I just thank you for everything. And it was great chatting with you. So,
Ashley LaRue, our guest. The book is called Home Is Love. You can pre-order it now. foxpointpublishing.com. Thanks, Ashley. Take care.
Thank you. You too.
Ashley LaRue tonight here on Another Round. That does it for tonight's broadcast. We're back here tomorrow night. Same time, same place for everyone at Another Round and at Inherent Dream. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great night.
This has been Another Round.
Opinions expressed on this show are not affiliated with any other companies or sponsors.
The producer of Another Round is Hack, Dumb Luck, Trevor Brown, and Inherent Dream. Another Round is a production of Inherent Dream.